We have a whole potpourri of topics ahead of us today.
Potpourri?
All kinds of stuff about money and Bitcoin and what else?
Flowers. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Windshield Time is a podcast about money and Bitcoin. We try and make it fun, formational, and entertaining for you, but breaking it down as simple as we can make it for you. And if we don't do a good enough job, please let us know, because sometimes we just get lost in our own words.
We love listener feedback, watcher feedback. So this is show number 107, September 23rd, Wednesday, 2020.
11 p.m.
11 p.m. COVID-19 pandemic show number 27. 27 weeks that we have been in a global pandemic for the COVID-19 pandemic.
And we just finished a few glasses of Porto wine.
Somebody did. All right. So we are not journalists.
Nope.
And we do not give financial advice.
Nope.
But we like to keep it fun and informational about money and Bitcoin.
Fun, informational.
That's right.
And we're opinionated.
Always got an opinion. Everybody's always got an opinion. If you can't express your opinion, then you face a existential crisis, in my humble opinion. All right, so I am Luggage Donkey in Twitter. You notice I stopped doing that, but you keep doing that.
And I'm Airy in Seattle.
Yes. Thank you to the WTIA for the continued sponsorship.
Yes, the Washington Technology Industry Association, representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice when it comes to talking to innovators, investors, and policymakers. Also have group buying benefits, like with your 401k healthcare benefits. So if you're a small company and you want price breaks, contact and join the WTIA.
Yep. Thank you, WTIA, for the continued sponsorship. This is a podcast that has morphed into a YouTube show that also doubles as a podcast. And so the production value is basically doubled by us venturing into the world of YouTubing after we did about a year of podcasting.
Yes, I haven't figured out how to get dressed for the YouTube show, so ignore how I look.
Well, shout out to the Female Founders Alliance. So if you just kind of do like this and you gotta sit up. There you go. Yeah, Female Founders Alliance, to whom we accredit, to give credit to our ability to meet Laura Malcolm, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Founder and CEO of Givenkind. The FFA, or Female Founders Alliance, is founded and run by Leslie Funzak. And she is awesome. And actually, our kids are literally like the same age. The quinoa was actually born one day after her own baby in the same hospital. So we met each other's babies first.
Awesome.
In the hospital.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do some Satoshi math.
Yeah. What's the price of Bitcoin at today?
So we're sitting at approximately around 10 p.m. tonight, which was a little while ago. We're sitting at $10,300 per Bitcoin.
And in the US dollar, there are 100 pennies. And so in Bitcoin, there are 100 million Satoshis, that's two commas. And just like US dollars, you can actually have fractional dollars. You can have 50 cents worth of a dollar. You can have fractional amounts of Bitcoin as well. You can buy a dollar worth of Bitcoin. You can buy $500 worth of Bitcoin.
You can buy a part of a Bitcoin.
You don't have to buy the whole $10,300 Bitcoin.
So how do you do Satoshi math?
So to figure out the number of Satoshis that are in every $1, what you do is take $1 divided by 0.00010300, and you get
approximately 9,700 sats per dirty US fiat dollar.
And sats is short for Satoshis.
Any week Bitcoin is above $10,000 per Bitcoin is a great week. And we are still hanging above $10,000 per Bitcoin, even though we are in a stock market correction at the moment. And when you go below $10,000 per Bitcoin is when you get more than 10,000 sats per dirty US fiat dollar.
Yeah, Bitcoin is hanging on, so it's showing that it's a good store of value, even, you know, as the stock market is going up and down, going all over the place.
And so,
stock market is in a correction.
We are in a stock market correction. I follow Investor's Business Daily, and so it is a paid service. Started out as a newspaper, now it's mostly maybe, well, probably an online service as much as it is a paid newspaper now. Mm-hmm. And started by William O'Neill, and they have some very unique kind of, what would you call it, contrarian views on how to buy stocks and how to invest. And so following those guys, they have officially today flipped to market in correction. Mm. And so you're supposed to do certain actions and be more cautious and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And so that's the view that I'm taking. That's the action that I'm taking as well. And so no one knows what the future holds, but once the past has been written, mm-hmm. then people can read the charts and read the news and know what's happening. And so that's why they have a, you know, kind of a unique view on the markets. Hmm. And that's part of the potpourri of topics that we're going to go over today. Hopefully we're going to go over them a lot faster than this first one that we just did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stock market is in a correction. Would it be officially in a recession or?
No. So that's got nothing to do with economic stimulus and, you know, being in a recession or, you know, growth phase of the market. It's only talking about a stock market going up or down situation.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. What else is on your list there?
On our list is SPACs? The next one, SPACs. Yes, exactly.
So SPAC stands for...
Special Purpose Acquisition Corporation.
You beat me. SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Corporation.
What do you know about SPACs?
Often called a blank check company. And so it's sort of like this vehicle. You can create this company shell. It does nothing. It says nothing. It has nothing in it.
It's got a bunch of cash in it.
Well, no, it doesn't get a bunch of cash in it until it like shows up on the stock market. And so you can...
Until it opens for public trading.
So it opens on the stock market for public trading. And then sometime later, not associated with a company joining the stock market, it comes out and says, ta-da! We are now acquiring this company, and it does this, and this is why we believe in it.
Well, it goes public, and so the investors into the SPAC, mm-hmm. they're able to publicly trade the shares in the SPAC. Mm-hmm. Until which time the SPAC makes its acquisition, mm-hmm. so that a private company can become public in a much cheaper, faster, easier way than a traditional IPO.
Right.
Sorry. So I'm learning a lot from Chamath Palihapitiya, and so I suggest that you follow him. Here's his Twitter handle right around here, and I've been copying Ari on some of the tweet threads that he's put out there, because the guy knows a lot, has done a lot, and you know, there's a lot to learn there.
I really like his tweets.
Yep.
Learn a lot.
Oh, so here's a little treasure that we found. It's the 2019 birthday party of somebody who...
Someone that turned 40.
So it depicts what life was like before a global pandemic of unknown origins and unknown contagiousness. And so shout out to Maddie Satz, Matthew Ryan Case in Twitter for doing the amazing editing. But it was us at the legendary Busch Garden doing some karaoke. Yeah. So, some awesome songs, and I thought it was a magical night.
Really?
Yeah.
What made it magical?
Well, the songs that were sung, mm-hmm. in the way that they were sung, mm-hmm. by the people that sang them.
In low places, I got friends in low places. I got friends in low places
where the Bitcoin grows
and low places.
Come on now!
It brings back some memories, huh?
When people used to go and hang out and be social and not worry about the masks.
So I found the video, and that goes to show that the internet never forgets, and it's part of the magic of the data is out there, and all you gotta do is figure out a creative way to go find it.
Kind of spooky, but kind of reassuring.
All right, how about this one?
Oh, Michael Saylor, not Slayer. Michael Saylor, I really think he should change his name to Michael Slayer. But anyway, Michael Saylor, the CEO of MicroStrategy, that has put in, what, $425 million total into Bitcoin, literally within, like, weeks.
I have a mnemonic to be able to remember that number.
What?
Area code 425. Mm-hmm. So $425 million around mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Oh, good.
Mnemonics.
I just do the math quickly in my head. Yeah. You really recommend a new podcast with him. I heard him on the Pomp podcast, and that last 50% of that podcast with Anthony Pompliano on the Pomp podcast was really good, because Michael Saylor, he just hits the hammer, like, perfectly on the nail on all the things on why Bitcoin and why crypto and the market and everything. It's just so great.
Hits the hammer perfectly on the nail.
Is that bad?
Hits the nail perfectly with the hammer.
Same thing. Go ahead.
I recommend strongly following up the Pomp show that Michael Saylor was on with the Stefan Livera podcast. I believe it's show number 213. I could be wrong. I'll correct it down here in the subtitles and subtext if I'm wrong, but basically that's a 1 hour show, and it goes more into inflation and how to pick assets that are going to be safe during inflationary times, which we're probably going to be heading into. And so that's most of the thesis is you want to be able to put your savings into something that's not going to be debased by inflation.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Exactly. So he goes through the entire gamut of investable assets, including land.
Really?
And then gold.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really good. Great follow-up to the Pomp show.
He's a smart man. You can tell, like, really, really smart man. Stefan Livera, was it a good show,
Stefan,
though? Stefan Livera. Was it a good show?
Oh, it was a great show. Yeah. He does a show about, and I highly recommend it, he does a show about Bitcoin and Austrian economics.
It's pretty, like, technical, though, his podcast.
It can get technical. But, yeah. I mean, if you fall down the rabbit hole, eventually you will hit the world of Austrian economics. It's just inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all we got. You got some last reminder ideas and topics?
Nope.
Thank you for the port wine that you bought from our friendly Uncle Jeff Bezos.
Amazon Fresh delivered a bottle of port wine to us today, and we drank it today.
Not all of it.
Some all of it.
So I do have a little surprise for you.
What?
Regrowing the mullet.
No, that's not a surprise.
You knew it was already happening?
Yeah.
You knew it was already happening?
Yeah.
All right.
You're not subtle.
It's coming back.
It's really not attractive. No one cares. It's not funny.
Jason Williams has a mullet.
It doesn't look good. Jason Williams has a different head than you.
All right. That's all we got here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to the WTIA.
Yes. And thank you to our listeners and viewers. Really appreciate your time and joining us on this hump day again. But you're watching this later. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. And together we rise.
Nice. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Be nice. All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show. What are you doing?
and sass.
So we did hint around at the topics for the show tonight. What's going on?
Oh, jeez.
What's going on here? It's so blue. Oh my goodness.
What the Chasen. 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 Verbal. Of a rebuke or misfortune having restraining or moderating effect on. Verb.
Holy cow.
Why is it so orange?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, orange for Bitcoin. Minor technical difficulty there.